Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, he spread forth many men and women. And be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights. And be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray. And each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. And before we start, inshallah, if brothers and sisters could, you know, turn off the technology, I appreciate it, inshallah. Thus, we have made of you an ummah justly balanced, that you might be witnesses over nations, and the apostle a witness over yourselves. Again, thus we have made of you an ummah justly balanced, that you might be witnesses over nations, and the apostle a witness over yourselves. And when we look at this particular ayat, we have to recognize that it's important for us to recognize our role in the society, not just the Western society, but again, the world. As Muslims, you know, we, again, supposed to be witnesses over the nations. And just like, you know, if you had to go to court, you have to be able to tell the truth. And so we want to be of those who are cautious and not be perjuring ourselves on the day of judgment. You know, because if we see something that's wrong, we're supposed to basically speak out against it. You know, and again, when we are witnesses of the society, if we see some injustices, we have to be of those who are want to be able to do something about it. We speak out injustices, you know, around the world. You know, not only again in this land, but throughout the world, all throughout the society. You know, and so, because what happens is, if we don't speak out against it, then what happens, the oppression will overcome the people. And so just like we have lots of poverty in American society, and we'll walk past poverty every day, and what are we doing about it? As Muslims, we should be, again, able to put together programs to help people who are impoverished, to help people who are basically housing insecure. We have to be of those who are helping people who have the problems, whether it's mental illness or whether it's substance abuse issues. We have to be able to put together the programs, not just the massages. We have, especially in the Atlanta area, we have maybe close to 100 massages in the Atlanta area. But how many medical centers do we have? How many hospitals do we have? How many homeless shelters do we have? How are we addressing the ills of the society? Because as Muslims, we're supposed to be healers. You know, Muslim means one who submits. Submits to what? We submit to Allah. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we have to do. Islam, one who submits to Allah in peace. So if we are wanting to, again, talk the talk, you know, we have to be able to walk the walk, as the other people say. You know, we have to walk the walk of Islam. What be the, we say we're following the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Even when you look at, he talked about neighbors. He said, our neighbors are anybody 40 houses in any direction, 40 houses in any direction. So if we have 1.5 billion Muslims on the planet, then all the world are our neighbors. And so even during the Prophet's time, peace be upon him, his neighbor who was not the best to him, she didn't treat him well. But one day he noticed that she wasn't there, and he had the companions go check on her. You know, that's how he basically, he didn't allow her behavior to influence his behavior because he was accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are. And so what are we taking to the grave? You know, we put together 401ks for our retirement, but what are we putting together for our true retirement? Our true retirement is when we leave this plane of life. Because again, as I'm always mentioning, that our first phase of life is in our mother's wombs. And this phase of life is just a bigger womb. That's all. Our true life begins when we leave this plane, when we transition, you know, past the barzakh, the barrier between life and death. And so what are we doing? Just like, again, if we're nurtured in our mother's womb, or if our mother was drinking and smoking crack and doing that everything while she was carrying us, then we will be impacted like that. And so if we're doing lots of ills in this society, our souls will be impacted. So what are we doing for our souls? What are we putting forth for our true retirement? Put the good deeds out. Doing charity, fasting, praying. These are some of the things that we have to do. Allah says, O you who have believed, persistently stand firm in justice. Witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves, your parents, and relatives, whether one is rich or poor, Allah is worthy of both. Be witnesses against yourselves. And again, from the Ukraine to Yemen to Palestine, our voices must be heard. You know, often, a lot of times when I go to protest or anti-war protests, I find that there are more people who are not yet Muslim there than Muslims, and they're standing up for Muslims around the world. You know, whether it's the bombings is going on in Yemen, whether it's the oppression that's going on in different parts of Africa, we have to be of those who are standing firmly. And again, do we believe what Allah says? As He says, O you who believe, be upright for Allah and be the bearers of witnesses with justice. Again, we have to be the healers of society. But first of all, it's just like for any illness, first we have to recognize that we have a sickness. We see all of the shootings in the society, not just the mass shootings, but every day, each minute, someone throughout the country is getting killed. You know, whether it's through the guns or knives or some type of violence. And again, we don't just have mental illness in the society, as they're trying to say we need to address the mental illness issues. We have spiritual illnesses in the society. How do you address the spiritual illness? We have the solution in the Quran. We have the solution in the Prophet's example. But what do? We hold on to it. We hold on to it. We have to be of those who are giving the dawah, not only through word, but through action. We cannot be of those who are just basically talking Islam, but not practicing or internalizing and actualizing the Islam by giving the charity, being prayerful, being honest, treating people fairly. These are some of the things that we have to look at. And again, if I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet, peace be upon him, has brought to us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la lahu mulk, wa lahu hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the companions said, say, whoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hands. If he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. And this is a strong hadith from Imam Muslim. And, you know, what he's saying, that if you're able to make the change, implement the change, do something with your hands. If you can't do something with your hands, then speak out against it. Talk about it. But sometimes talking about things can basically be problematic. And then if you don't talk about it or talk against it, then sits hate in your heart. In other words, don't accept the sickness in the society. Don't accept what's called the normalization of dysfunctional behaviors in the overall society. We don't accept it in our hearts. But he said that's the weakest of faith. So what does that hadith say? It says that we have to work to implement change. You can't, if an architect can't think a building into existence, You can basically have the thoughts of what type of structure you're going to have. But at some point, then you have to write down the plans, and then you have to basically put the building into place. So it's the same thing. We want a healthy society. What are we doing towards that society? You know, I always tell my brothers and sisters at my masjid that if we're going to be here, we need to be here. In other words, getting involved in all aspects of the society, not just being here just like you're milking a fat cow and just taking what you can from the society, but how can we basically help the less fortunate? How can we help the people who may have plenty of money, but no insight? No insight. You know, because richness, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is not about having diamonds and gold, but richness is having contentment in your soul. You have billionaires and millionaires committing suicide. And you have homeless people basically in better shape mentally than people who are living in mansions. You have people in relationships that they may have hundreds of thousands of dollars coming into their houses throughout the year, but don't feel safe. And I was in my park in my neighborhood. I'm seeing a man with his mate, and they're sleeping in a tent in the park, and she feels very safe with him. What's going on that this person's rather sleep in a tent than be in some dwelling with another person? And so, again, contentment is an internal, it's intrinsic. So we have to basically work on getting that, attaining that contentment, and then we want to basically teach others. And that's what we do about spreading the Islam, spreading the deen. And I'm not saying to walk around your job just preaching, but look for dawah moments. Oh, why do you take a break, you know, Abdullah, on Fridays? Oh, it's a dawah moment. Well, in Islam, you know, our day is Friday. You know, if you're wearing a kufi or a kimar, then why are you doing that? A dawah moment. You know, why are you not eating lunch during Ramadan? Or if you're fasting throughout the year on a Monday or Thursday? Oh, a dawah moment. So we have to look for dawah moments. You're not just, because you know, it's a boundary when you basically, just sort of impose your religious belief on another person. But if they ask the question, I always call that a dawah moment. Allah talks about the heavens he has raised and imposed the balance, that you not transgress the balance and establish weight and justice and do not make deficient the balance. In other words, we have to be balanced in how we implement and impact change, and we can't be excessive. We can't be too far to the right or too far to the left. We have to be witnesses, over ourselves. Not be paranoid, but be aware and be cautious. Allah says, O you who have believed, be persistently standing and firm in justice. Witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves, your parents, your relatives, whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. And again, may Allah guide us all to help heal the overall society, because what happens, you know, especially in this environment, you have people traveling throughout the world, and many of them have many challenges. And so we have to be able to be like spiritual counselors at times. A lot of times, you know, we'll pass judgment on people as opposed to just sit, because that's a test. That may be an angel, you know, that Allah is testing you with. But a lot of times we're this homeless person. You know, you talk to them, and again, what you do, if you do good, and then that person, as a result of the good that you presented to them, they give that to somebody else, you get a reward for each time that good that has been presented is given to somebody all the way down the line. It's like Amway, better than Amway. You know, so we want to be able to do the good and look for opportunities of doing good. Allah says he does not burden a soul beyond its ability to bear. Again, and Allah says, whoever puts his trust in Allah, it will be enough for him. So we have to have the taqwa, the trust of Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us, and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and grant us the victory over the unbelieving people.